Hello, Mr. Brayshaw. Take a seat. How can I help you?
What do you got that stupid voice on for?
I'm a police officer, you dick! Now, Mr. Brayshaw, how can I help you?
I have been the victim of a heinous crime. And Bill?
That's Officer Brownless, please, sir.
And Officer Brownless, I want your help to find the perpetrator.
Well, Mr. Brayshaw, tell me what happened.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Oh, CSI. Nice, Rams.
So, Thursday,
yep.
I go to Coles. They've got barbecue chips, family packs.
On special?
On special. Two for $5. So I buy some. I buy some Sakata, whatever they're called.
This isn't all over $2.50 pack of chips.
And I'll tell you what happens. I bring him in Friday.
You did?
Thursday, and I said, right, there we are. Because I'd eaten most of Witt's Sakatas, and then there's some barbecues. Anyway, I have to go to Adelaide the next day. I'm not back in the office until today, and I'm thinking to myself, I feel like a barbecue chip.
So
I go to the only place in the office where they're stored.
Bill's desk.
And I said to Witt, I'm very sure I bought two packets of barbecue chips. And Witt goes, yeah, they'll be in there. I said, no, they're not in there. So then we started an investigation as to what's happened to them. And they've been eaten.
They have.
By the Friday night football team.
Friday
is
huddle.
What I'm hearing.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well, so what I thought is there'll only be one man who'll have helped himself to our food attached to that outfit, and that'll be Tunnel Cliff.
Yes.
Who's the producer of Friday Night Football. And I'm hearing the most junior of our operators.
Junior Burger.
Has been a part of this theft.
So someone's...
But he was, I think... I think he was coerced into doing it.
Bullied.
By a very senior producer with a massive nose.
Right. Because they were in my drawer.
Yes.
Tucked away.
That's it.
And there's a little lock there that I put on it.
So what I thought I'd do is I'd get him on.
Yeah.
And we'll just find it, because he doesn't know anything about this.
Righto.
We'll just find out if he's prepared to tell the truth. Or if he's going to do what I think he's going to do, and that's lie through his massive nose. So.
There might be some visions.
Yeah, well, just get his number's 0419.
No, don't give his number out on air, James.
Rabbits, dial his number.
Yeah. Yes, hang on. All right.
It finishes in 73.
No. Yeah, that's the one I've got. All right.
Ring him up.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he know? Does he know, Jim?
No.
Oh, he's not going to answer.
Better answer.
Hello.
Now you're on the air.
Tell him who you are.
You're on the air.
Oh, is that you two, Flo?
So,
why are you ringing me?
I'm about to get to why we're ringing you, but I'm giving you the courtesy of saying that you're actually on air, so don't drop any magic. Exactly. I have it on good authority that my two packets of barbecue chips were eaten by the Friday Huddle production team, of which you're at the head. True or false?
Luke. Tanners.
False. Very, very false.
Right. Now we're gonna do this again.
Well,
this is L. Tunnercliffe.
Yes.
Producer extraordinaire of the Friday Huddle.
Yes.
Ratings winning, award winning.
Has been for a while.
And the Friday Huddle was, of course, in studio here
Friday night.
What you need to understand is that there are cameras.
Everywhere
within this building. So I'm going to ask you again. Barbecue chips that were in the Rush Hour cupboard are no more. Were you a part of the team that ate them?
Cameras, you said.
Yes.
Did you eat chips?
I've learned from the best. BT always said deny, 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 lie, 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 even if you're caught on camera.
No, Tanner. We got a timeline here. 7:08.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
No! Oh!
Jasper's been with us for 3 weeks.
He handed them. He literally went. I don't know where he went and got them. And he just handed them over and said, Tunners, help yourself.
No.
So one of the great qualities of leadership is no matter who does what, as the leader, you accept full responsibility.
Yes.
You have thrown a bloke under the bus who's worked with us for 3 weeks.
That's exactly right, and Jasper will learn from this.
We got vision. We have got vision. of Jasper leaving at 7:08, coming back at 7:08:33 with chips, but you spoke to him beforehand and bullied him and told him to go and get chips.
Well, it's partly true.
That's good. You're not lying, because you know what happens when you lie.
Oh, yeah, Bill, Pinocchio. Go on. I left this show 12 years ago. I see the content hasn't
gotten. You must have told a hell of a lot of lies.
So it is your fault, Luke.
All right, Flogs, I'm busy. Here we go.
So we've got it.
We've got to the bottom of it.
Jasper might get in some trouble.
Well, there's no point denying it.
No. Like,
right. It's on, we're going to be putting it up.
Yeah.
Beersy's going to be putting it up on Instagram so you can see the whole thing unfold. And Jasper, I don't know where he heads from here. Like, he's got some real ground to make
up. We have to have a chat to him when he comes in. Only been here 3 weeks, Jim.
Yep.
Might get the pink slip and say, don't come Monday.
Pink slip.
Pink slip.
How old are you? Leave the keys back in the 70s.
Leave the keys on the fridge on the way out. So, Mr. Brayshaw, we take food theft matters very seriously here. And rest assured, we will stop at nothing to find this Jasper person and bring him in for questioning.
Don't bother, Fat.
That's Officer Brownless, you dick.
I've already heard from Jasper. I've got an email from him.
What's it say?
Dear Jim.
And what else?
You are the king of kings. At a weak moment, I was told by my superior officer to find him food because he was hungry.
Yes.
I said the only food in the building was in the rush hour cupboard.
Yes.
To which my superior officer, L. Tunnelcliffe, said, stuff him. Only stuff started with an F. Get me whatever they've got. So I went and grabbed the Smith's barbecue chips and he ate them all.
There we go.
I was left with the crumbs at the bottom of the bag. I sincerely apologise to you, King.
Who signed it off?
And Rabs.
Yep.
Not Fat, because he shouldn't be eating chips anyway.
Who?
I have made a severe error of judgment.
Good.
Please don't present me with the pink slip. I guarantee it won't happen again. Jasper from Abbotsford.
Jasper, who's been with us for 3 weeks.
And at the bottom he goes, by the way, I'm the weird looking one with the glasses.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know, because you wouldn't know. See, we know him, but you would know him.
I like that.
He had the munchies.
He's come forward and told us.
He's
exactly what happened, and it's as we suspected.
He
was lent on by Snorkel.
Exactly, told him.
And he's only been here 3 weeks, so he said, well, I've got to go and get him some food. He's my boss.
Buffalo soldier.
Oh, no.
Had the munchies.
You know, as you were leaving on Friday night, Bill goes, well done, everyone. Great week. Even you, Jasper.
He called him Jasper.
So maybe.
No.
That might have caused
him. No. Anyway, what happened to Buffalo?
We can't play.
Not playing reggae music on the rush hour, Fat.
I'm sitting back. I was enjoying it.
So, Fat.
Officer Brownless.
You're still really doing this stupid crap? All right, Officer Brownless, are you going to help me track down this Jasper bloke or what?
Actually, Mr. Brayshaw, you're in luck. We have Jasper in interrogation, Studio 5, right now. Come with me.
No, this is what we've always done at Triple M.
Yes.
When stuff happens, instead of burying your head in the sand, which other stations do,
that's right,
we just address it up front.
Elephant in the room.
So some chips were stolen.
From my...
And we went to the CCTV cameras,
and,
well, this is what ensued. The Friday night footy team came in.
Yes.
And our barbecue chips...
gone.
Gone. There's a couple of culprits. Two. And I'm hearing the most junior of our operators...
Junior Burger.
...has been a part of this theft.
So someone's...
But he was coerced into doing it...
Bullied.
...by a very senior producer with a massive nose. A massive conch belonging to Tunnelcliffe.
That's it.
Barbecue chips that were in the rush hour cupboard. Were you a part of the team that ate them?
I've learned from the best. BT always said deny, 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 lie, lie, lie. Even if you're caught on camera.
7:08.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
No! Oh!
So I tell you what, sorry about the joker and the thief in the night.
Jasper's been with us for 3 weeks.
I don't know where he went and got them. And he just handed them over and said, Tunners, help yourself.
No.
So one of the great qualities of leadership
yes.
is no matter who does what, as the leader, you accept full responsibility. Yes. You have thrown a bloke under the bus who's worked with us for 3 weeks.
That's exactly right. And Jasper will learn from this.
So we brought him in.
It's him, Jasper.
Jasper's in.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper. I wasn't here when you arrived today, but it's filtered back to me that we couldn't see you as you walked through the door. You had so many barbecue chips in front of you.
Yeah, I was packing a few in. I had 5 packets in here and I was repaying it.
Good. That's good. You've taken responsibility for your actions.
Were you guilty?
Look, I can't, you know.
Yes or no, Jasper?
I can't deny that I did pick him up, but I think what's being missed from the story is Tunner's involvement. And
no, Jasper, you went and got him. You pinched them out of my drawer. You brought them back here.
That is correct, Bill.
So
what is missing from the story, however,
what is missing?
And Jim, I don't think Bill wanted to tell you this last week.
Go on.
But on the Friday night when you were out of town.
Yes, in Adelaide.
He opened both packets of barbecue chips. He left half a pack.
Jasper,
in that drawer. I think in 3 days' time, when you came back on the Monday, they would have been stale anyway, mate.
This hasn't come to air.
How long have you been here?
A year and a half, but you called it 3 weeks.
Been here a year and a half, Jim.
Did you open both packets?
I opened one pack and Hose had opened pack.
Hose did too.
Well, someone up there at the back did. And anyway, so there's two packets open, but I took one away because I knew you liked them, but you took them. So you're the gobble... Doc.
I was disappointed in Tunners because he obviously threw me on the bus at his first opportunity.
Yes.
Well, let's have a listen because this is a man who has been a leader in this organisation for the best part of 20 years.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
So you're guilty.
Yeah, I am guilty of
So you've got to bring in.
But Bill, I think you should have told the full story.
Shut up, Jasper. Nothing to do with that. We're not talking about that. So you've got to bring in 5 packs every... Oh, you're probably not on a lot of money, Woody Pearl, Jasper. What are you studying?
I'm doing law.
Why are you near there?
Yeah.
So I like to make myself feel a bit dumb with you.
Ignorance is no excuse.
It hasn't been for you. Now, Jasper, this is the takings out from
law.
For me for this, for you going forward, because you've got a long and glorious career ahead of you, not only in our caper, but then you're going to study at the bar and end up
so,
a lawyer. And all. I beg your pardon?
I don't think you'll pass the bar.
Never in your professional life again,
yes.
Trust a man with a huge big nose.
Well, I know now why you call it Pinocchio.
Yeah. As long as you think that way from now on, you will never go wrong.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not. How? Anyway, Jasper, make this be a lesson.
Look at Fat getting all through.
Mate, this be a lesson to you. You just can't pinch things from other people's desks.
No. He's got 5 Turkish delights in his
All right. We'll keep him on.
No, we like Jasper.
Yeah,
we don't like week. Tunnicliffe.
No, another week.
I haven't got the pink slip yet. So
no, the pink slip. Do you know what a pink slip is?
No idea.
No.
Catch James Brayshaw and...
Officer Brownless.
Every weekday from 4 p.m. on Triple M's Rush Hour in Victoria and Hobart. Or grab the show and stuff like this anytime you like, just by downloading the Listener app. LIS TNR.
What the f*** was that?
Oh.